As if losing wasn't enough for France, there was a moment in the game that may well haunt French soccer fans for years. The team's captain and national star, Zinedine Zidane, was expelled from the game after a flagrant foul. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from Paris.
At the Café Lutetia in Paris's 15th arrondissement, the crowd watched in disbelief as Italy took the World Cup title. Zinedine Zidane's last-minute ejection from the game for inexplicably headbutting an Italian defender in the chest only intensified the disappointment over the loss. Many believe Zidane, an excellent penalty kicker, could have saved the match for France. 24-year-old Johan Velo says it was also a sad way for the 34-year-old retiring soccer star to end his career.
It's too bad that Zidane did that for the World Cup and for him. We want to remember him for his great play and not for something like that.
For the last month, Zinedine's great playing led the French team toward the World Cup final. As the team knocked off one adversary after another, France forgot it was in a funk and moved into a state of collective euphoria. Gone were thoughts about this spring's student protests and last fall's immigrant unrest, and the Tour de France and Emily Mauresmo's victory at Wimbledon went largely unnoticed. Spectator Pierre Coulieu says it doesn't matter that France lost the World Cup final in the very end.
I think it's good for France to come here to the final. I think everybody's proud. And I think it's good to see the country, you know, being all cheered up, because the mood was pretty bad over the last, you know, 6 months or a year.
Many comparisons were made with France's 1998 World Cup victory. This time around, the team was older, with four key players in their 30s, including Zidane. Like in 1998, the team was racially diverse, with eight players, also including Zidane, of immigrant origin. But unlike 8 years ago, no one believed this would change French society and help end discrimination. 20-year-old Abdel Kine was in the street waving a French flag after the game. Kine says he doesn't feel let down by Zidane.
We played a great match and a great World Cup. And Zidane is the color of France. He's a French Algerian and the best player in the world. He let us dream and he brought us together at a difficult time.
While France speculates about what provoked Zidane's outburst, fans say they are not disappointed in their team's performance. They are simply saddened by Zidane's humiliating departure. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.